Yeah, they've been going for quite a while without a long-term deal, and there are several sticking points. The bill has kind of been bogged down by a lot of issues that don't directly deal with the FAA funding. One of the biggest was a labor provision that was put into the House bill for the National Mediations Board. It undid some rules that they had passed, which opponents said made it easier for transportation workers to unionize. And that was included in the House bill over a veto threat from President Obama and not in the Senate bill, and there's been no talks on where to go from there since.
So what does it mean for an agency to operate without authorization? I mean, in theory, that's totally illegal, right?
Well, the leaders of the FAA and the DOT have been making the case that they haven't said it's illegal, but they've said it's difficult. It's hard to manage a sprawling agency on a month-to-month budget, and they're pushing for a longer deal. The current bill that passed the Senate is 2 years, and the House bill is 4 years, which is another sticking point.
2 years versus 4 years. What are some other sticking points? The union is, or the collective bargaining issue, and even the number of flights out of Reagan that are long distance flights, right?
Yeah, they've come into they both have a provision in their bill that will add some longer range flights about 1,200 miles, but there's more in the House bill than the Senate bill, and that's something that's going to have to be worked out in negotiations as well. And another sticking point is the funding. The Senate bill is a two-year bill at about $34 billion. The House bill is a four-year bill at $59 billion, which works out to a different per-year average. And the FAA would, of course, prefer the higher per-year average.
And let's talk about the FAA's big project, which is NextGen, their new air traffic control system, which is only partially underway. Do you find that acceptance for that, support for it on the Hill, is pretty much something that the FAA can count on?
It's something they're working on. They've got some tacit support from the administration. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood has said that the president is in support of it, and he said so himself at a meeting of his economic council. But they're still building support. It's something that there's some concern on the Hill about the cost, as with everything these days. And it was taken out of some of the funding was cut in the continuing resolutions that were passed in the debate over shutting down the government this spring.
Give us a bit of perspective about this. We're talking with Keith Lange. He's a staff writer for the Hill newspaper. Perspective as far as an agency running on a sequence of short-term bills for years at a time. How unusual is this?
It's not as unusual as you would think. The way the funding works, as these fights are had that we see playing out on cable TV, these agencies still need to keep the lights on. So this is a thing that happens. This is the 20th, as you mentioned, short-term bill for the FAA, another big transportation priority that's coming up. The surface transportation bill is in its seventh or eighth short-term authorization, and this allows the agency to work at the current levels of funding as the new numbers are worked out. But the agency heads argue that it doesn't give them the certainty to do long-term planning like the NextGen.
Now, ever since this, just to broaden this a little bit, ever since this session of Congress has been in, they have been having regular hearings on all the agency's budgets. Is there any sense whatsoever that any of those budgets will get done before September 30th, or will we be on a full government continuing resolution starting October 1st?
That's what everyone here is watching to see. The sense before the FAA negotiations broke down was that in the Transportation Committee, they were going to handle that bill, get the long-term bill passed, and then move on to the surface transportation bill. And they've already started transitioning to that bill without finishing this one, so we may very well see a situation like what you've described there.
So that means we can look forward to a lot of hot air, basically, going on in the debates, but no real passage of any bills.
We might be headed towards that. There are in this bill in particular, there are many sticking points, some of which break down on an ideological basis, and it's hard to see who budgets. You know, the president has said he'd veto the bill if the House passed it with the labor provisions, and they passed it anyway. And those provisions are going nowhere in the Senate. So we may be headed for a long, hot summer.
So I understand that there are sticking points, and I understand that things get bogged down, but it seems like they would want to take this up and really kind of push things along, if at all possible. We're talking about authorizing the Federal Aviation Administration. I mean, it seems like the importance of it would trump any political quibbles over the smaller sticking points that you're talking about.
Well, that's the hope that that advocates have in the industry, and no one is really arguing that the FAA doesn't need authorization, especially with some of the instances we saw this spring with controllers having some issues. But everyone is, for now, insisting on getting there the way they think that they should get there. And as always in Washington, that presents some problems. But if I had to make a bet, I'd say that you'd see a deal at the last minute.